good, man. You?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. First off, it's a big fight at the in that light heavyweight division. You and Ryan Bader. Have you been given any guarantees as to whether you'll get a title shot if you win this fight on Saturday?
Nope, I haven't been told anything. So to me, I'm fighting just because I love it.
And what are your thoughts on Ryan Bader and his progression? He's been in and around the UFC light heavyweight division for a while, but he seems to have really got it together, and he's pushed himself right up there towards the title shot. Do you think he's unlucky not to have had a shot already?
Yeah, man, I think it sucks for him because, you know, he's been in the game for a while, and you know, he's on a 5-fight win streak. I came in the UFC, and I was on a, you know, I fought 3 times. Then I had a title shot, you know, my 4th fight in the UFC. So it sucks for him. You know, he's been working hard to get a title shot, and it just hasn't happened.
And looking at your overall position in that light heavyweight division, it's really a case of get through this one and then see who's next after from that Jones DC fight. Obviously you ended up fighting DC and it didn't go your way, but you were originally scheduled to face John Jones. So assuming you get past Ryan Bader, have you got a preference who you would prefer to fight in a potential championship fight further down the line?
I mean, I want to fight both. You know, I want to fight DC again, of course, you know, so I can be better prepared for him. And, of course, I want to fight John Jones. You know, he's the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. I mean, he's the uncrowned champ right now, in my opinion, regardless of anything. And, I think it would be, you know, an honor to fight both of them.
And in terms of your position right now, you're settled at 205. Do you ever look back at your earlier career and wish you'd made this move up in weight earlier?
Nah. I think, you know, everything is about timing and when you're supposed to do things. Nothing is going to happen until it's, you know, time for it to happen. So, I feel like I made that move to light heavyweight whenever it was best for me. And, you know, I pushed my body to the limit when I was trying to make 170. You know, whenever my body wouldn't respond anymore to dropping down to 170, would only get down to a certain weight, then I knew it was time to go up to a higher weight class.
And I know there's been talk of John Jones looking to get his belt back. Maybe take on yourself. I think he mentioned that in an interview with Ariel Helwani a while back. He wanted to win his belt back, then give you the shot that you should have had. But after that, he was talking about moving up to heavyweight. Is that something that you have in mind for yourself in the future? Because obviously you've had a fight or two at heavyweight. Looking at that heavyweight division, it's quite an old division in terms of the athletes there. There could be the opportunity there for someone to move in there and make a big impact. Do you think that's something that you might be tempted to do in the months and years to come?
Oh yeah, I've been thinking about moving up to heavyweight for a while, just to do it. You know what I mean? Just to have fun with it. I was going to put on my Facebook a while back that, you know, I'm moving up to heavyweight just to get everybody talking, but John Jones beat me to it. You know, he said he wanted to go up to heavyweight, so I was like, well, I can't do that because it seems like I'm, you know, copying Jones on whatever he does. But it's been in my mind for a while. I just want to go up to heavyweight a couple of times just to have fun with it, man, and train and eat like a big boy, you know what I'm saying? So have fun with it. But I will fight at the heavyweight, you know. I want to for sure in the UFC. At least, you know, one time. Just give me one time before I retire.
Is there a particular heavyweight fight you'd be keen on?
No, I mean, I'll fight them all. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? They're human just like I am. They're just bigger human, you know? So, whoever, man. I just want to go out there. I just want to have fun and live in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Live my life to the fullest and, you know, doing what I do.
And so that would just be more of a fun thing rather than a career move. You just look to go up, maybe have one or two, but basically, in general, remain as a 205er.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe, I don't know, man. I don't know how I'm gonna play it out. Maybe my last two fights I'll go up to heavyweight. Maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I do want to fight a heavyweight, you know, for sure, once or twice before I retire. That's all I know. I don't know when, I don't know where, you know, I don't know who, but I want it to happen for sure.
Excellent. And looking at the light heavyweight landscape right now, you know, the talk of Jones moving up, there's yourself and DC at the top of that light heavyweight division. Who do you see as being perhaps the next generation of challenger coming up? Is there someone who you sort of look at the rankings and look at the UFC 205 pound division and think that guy's going to be up there challenging me in the next year or two?
Nah, not really. I still see the guys that are in the top five right now still being around for a while. You know, I still see John, I still see Daniel, I still see Bader, Glover, myself, you know, whoever else is in the top five. I still see those guys being around, you know what I mean? We're in our early 30s, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, we're late 30s or anything. You know, I think Daniel's he's the oldest one out of all of us. So, you know, and I still think he has another 2-3 years maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he started in the game pretty late. So it's still going to be tough no matter what with the top five guys still lingering around. So I don't see anybody beating us except us beating each other in the top five, that's all.
Right, understood. And on the topic of DC, you know, people say that sometimes you can learn more from defeats than you can from victories. And you know, you haven't lost too many in the last 3 or 4 years. You know, it's really just been that one fight against DC. Has that been a valuable experience for you in terms of maybe improving your game going forward? I mean, what have you been able to take from that performance?
A lot, man. I learned a lot about myself. That fight, I learned a lot, you know, during the camp. I mean, when the fight was over with, you know, walking out of the cage, walking back to the dressing room and stuff, locker room, I was already thinking about what I needed to do to get better, you know, as a fighter. So, you know, I've improved in a lot of ways, and a lot of people still haven't seen it. But, you know, hopefully one day I can display my new skills.
And against Ryan Bader on Saturday, what can we expect to see from you on Saturday? How do you see this fight breaking down? Because talking to various people in the media and getting their take on the fight, that, you know, it's one that people seem to be split on how this is going to go, and whether it's going to be something that's dominated by Bader's wrestling, or whether your power is just going to take over from the very start. I mean, how do you see this fight panning out from your perspective?
Well, you know, I think they're right in a way, you know, but I don't think Bader's just crazy enough to just come in and try and wrestle with me right off the bat. You know, he's going to have to pick and choose the moment he wants to wrestle. If he thinks his wrestling can just beat me up, then, you know, I welcome him to try it. You know, I train hard. Everybody thinks my wrestling sucks. You know, they can think that I know how good my wrestling is. And, you know, we'll see. It can go either way. It can either be a wrestling match, or it can be, you know, striking match, or it can just be an overall fight. You know what I mean? I plan on fighting, not wrestling.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it. And best of luck on Saturday night. Really looking forward to this one. It's going to be a cracker.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Anthony. Much appreciated.